Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. Joining us on the line is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, writes the Monday column. And what a column it is this morning. Ken, good morning.
Good morning.
We start with the Attorney General of New York, Eric Schneiderman, and you have a column today that says if New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, a fellow Democrat, decides not to run for another term, he's ready to go. That's the AG, Eric Schneiderman.
Yeah, Democrats were already talking to Schneiderman behind the scenes as laying the groundwork. You know, people close to him aren't even ruling out necessarily a primary of Cuomo, but at this point that's less certain. But they're saying he wants to be in a position where if Cuomo doesn't run for a third term, that Schneiderman would jump in. Other names that are being bandied about, surprisingly, Kirsten Gillibrand, the U.S. Senator, whose term expires in 2018. People are saying that she may want to run. Her people are denying it, but there are those who say executive experience would be good for her if she does have ambitions to run for president. Mayor Bill de Blasio has been mentioned, although that's probably less likely, and some also lesser-known people as well have been mentioned.
Of course, we have the Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, who's mentioned, as well as a name that is quite recognizable, Zephyr Teachout.
Yeah, and who gave the governor a surprisingly strong primary challenge last year, as well as Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner.
Now we go to the New York State Senate and the situation with Dean Skelos and an investigation and what's happening with his members.
Well, his members for now are giving him the benefit of the doubt. You know, Skelos is under investigation along with his son by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. There right now, they're saying he hasn't been charged with anything. What they've seen, you know, they're concerned and they're waiting to see what happens. If Skelos is indicted, there's such blowback against Bharara, who they feel has become really overzealous, that they want to see what the charges are. And if they're serious enough, they'll push for him to step down. If not, they may let him stay on for now. But the feeling is it won't last long, because next year is a crucial year. It's an election year, and they're fighting for control of the chamber. And a lot of people believe that Skelos would step down either under pressure or on his own, much like Joe Bruno did when he was under investigation. He waited for the end of the legislative session, and then he got out of the way. A lot of people do not see the Republicans going into next year, an election year, with Dean Skelos as the leader if he's indicted or if he's even still under investigation. Too much of a distraction in a crucial year.
Ken Lovett, the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can read his column today at nydailynews.com, including another item that involves Albany Mayor Jerry Jennings, now a consultant for medical marijuana. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well.